Welcome back to Senior Talk Radio here at 88.1 FM, WCWP.org. This is Project Independence in You. And as we get ready to celebrate the holiday season in the next couple of weeks, it's amazing that something actually can make the holidays pale. And that's the Christina Lou Show. I never knew that day would happen when Christmas and New Year's and Hanukkah would actually take second fiddle.
That's right.
But it does to the Christina Lou
Show. All holidays combined.
And a far second.
Oh, a far second, David. Absolutely. And that was David Linden, my co-host. And of course, it's time for the Christina Lou Show.
Yes. Wow. Today's quite the... I can't believe it's December, first off. I'm still like recovering that it's December 4th today. But what if I'm starving also from the Knish segment? I'm a little upset we didn't have any free samples. I'm going to have to go track them down and get those. But yeah, great show.
They're two dynamic people, yeah. Both Lenny and Cindy. Really, it's so nice.
Yeah, and that's what's great about the show. You know, you can talk about Knishes and then assistive devices in the next second. And
you need the assistive device to get the Knish.
I like it. Somehow it always ties together.
Get a reach.
I like where David's going with this. But, you know, December is certainly a jam-packed month with the holidays coming up, but we have a lot of good programs as well. You know, we keep telling every week, people, please join these. We have wonderful, wonderful senior talk groups around. We have the Romeos. You know, it's a lot of social groups, and I think it's important, too, with, you know, the winter coming up. It's sometimes you just might be staying home. It's important to get out there and socialize. You know, weather permitting, of course. We don't want people going out in crazy conditions. But, you know, the senior talk group we have is in Roslyn at the Roslyn Community Center, and that's the first and third Thursday of every month. So there'll be one coming up on Thursday, December 17th. So that's at 11 a.m. And Nancy from our office facilitates it with Janet Entine, who's one of our PI members. They facilitate the group, and there's different topics each month. So definitely check that out. There's also the social discussion group at the Parkville Library, and that's it's going to end December 10th, but it's going to start up again in January. And one of our social workers, Robin Tovell, facilitates that one. So that's at 11:30 on Thursdays. And then Fridays, we have, which I think they might be trying to rival the Romeos, I'm not sure, David, we have the What Matters to You Men's Community Group, and that also meets at the Parkville branch. But they have a facilitator. The Romeos, on the other hand, do not have a facilitator or a time frame, really.
We trust the Romeos, right?
The Romeos have blossomed, you know.
Yeah. Any subject is fair game. Anything we want to talk about. There's only one rule. The rule is... Someone may come up with an idea that you know is stupid beyond belief.
That's right.
But you don't tell the person.
Absolutely.
You don't tell him he's stupid.
Yes, and the Romeos you'll hear them get into some heated debates, but they all walk out, you know, with smiles on their face. No one's angry. Yeah.
That's what it should be.
And I think, you know, I mean, Romeo's probably been around for 5 years now, so they have they've blossomed. They don't need any, facilitator or anything going on.
No.
Was there one in the beginning?
Well... No. Romeo's is a national concept. I can't call it an organization because there are Romeo groups all around the country.
Right,
but they're
not
affiliated.
Actually affiliated, right?
Okay.
Back, I read an article in Newsday about a Romeo thing. So I was over at the Great Neck Social Center on Grace Avenue, and I said to Christina, hey, you think we could do something with this? And she said, I know a couple of men who might be interested, and we're off and running.
Yeah, because I think, I mean, we probably had about one meeting, you know, I think I was there, you know, and just to kind of get people introduced and stuff. But then after that, it took them no time to, you know, figure it out.
We have a regular group of about 12 to 15 men, first and third Mondays of the month.
Wow.
But we have about 25 to 30 who would want on our mailing list if we wanted someone who came
in.
Right,
absolutely.
Okay. But yeah, it works.
Yeah.
It works.
So it's great. So that's
it's open-ended.
It's exactly. And they're very, you know, they'll, you know, if you have an idea of someone who might be interested, they need to be sold on the idea. One of our Romeos will gladly call them and tell them about the logistics of things. We also have, you know, for anyone who's into crocheting or knitting, we have the Blankets of Love group that meets on Tuesdays. And I just think it's a wonderful, wonderful cause. They donated to a women's shelter, Women and Children's Center, last year. And this year they're making these beautiful blankets that just really go to a wonderful cause. So if you have a talent or you want to learn a talent, definitely come by. It's at Clinton G. Martin Park, and that's at 1 p.m. to 2 p.m. on Tuesdays.
You know, just to interrupt quickly, that's how people get to meet people. Absolutely. It's very hard to walk into a room and say, hi, I'm John,
right,
you're Christina,
of course,
and you're David. But if we go in with a mission, I don't have to really talk. I can go and do my crocheting, and you'll say, that's a nice stitch, or that's a nice color, and I say, yes, it is.
Right.
And it's a soft approach to meet people.
It is, and that's what, you know, I think is important. You know, in Project Independence, you know, we have social workers, we have nurses, you know, they can come to the home and do things, we have transportation. There's all these different things, but, you know, it's also important to have these social aspect of things really, you know, is part of the whole model of, you know, of staying, you know, aging in place, well, you know, happy and healthy. It's just, it's definitely something that I think everyone should call and check. And we try to cover our bases with every support group we can. And then I want to also remind people that the St. Francis Hospital Cardiac Screening Van is going to be doing a bunch of locations in December. On Monday, December 7th, it'll be at the Great Neck Social Center. Oh. And that's from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. And they do free health screenings with a brief cardiac history, blood pressure. They'll do a simple blood test for cholesterol. And they'll give you any referrals as needed. And what I think is absolutely amazing about the St. Francis van is that you don't need to make an appointment. So I think it's just great. If you're in the area, you happen to be at the center, you could just pop in and get this done. And it's really, you know, it's people have been sent to the emergency room with things that they may never have known was going on inside them. So
what's tremendous with that, just to cut in quick, a friend of mine was having shortness of breath, but made an appointment with the doctor and 2 weeks later went to the doctor and went from the doctor's office for a triple bypass.
Yeah.
Here, that 2 weeks, anything could have happened. He wasn't looking at it so serious.
Right.
But when you hindsight, it's like, 2 weeks
two
you waited
weeks,
to
go,
which is normal today. You call a doctor unless you're dying.
Especially a specialty doctor. It's very hard. You know?
This is tremendous opportunity.
And it's great, you know, because we really try to cover it all over the town. So, I mean, if you're in one place, you know, you can.
But
go
this is not restricted. I mean, if I was in Newcastle, I can drive over.
And what's actually
to Great
amazing
Neck.
About this, you know, it's 18 or older. So even if, you know, there's someone who might not be a senior, you're able to go, you know, pop in. And they've been trying to do at certain locations free breast screenings as well, which is it's really an amazing service. And a lot of people get reached in it. So and then that's Tuesday, December 8th. It'll be at the Sid Jacobson JCC at 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. And then Thursday, December 10th, it will be at Manhasset Valley Residence.
Okay.
From 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. So, you know, the next week is a jam-packed week of there's no excuse not to get your cardiac screening. Also going on, I want to remind everyone on a very light, fun note. Today at 4:15, there's going to be the tree lighting in Manhasset that the town does. Yes, so I know community service has been working hard on, you know, making it very festive and nice. So if you're in the area, it's definitely something to check out and a happy little fun occasion. What I also thought was great is that, I don't know if you saw this, John, that the town is now going to be providing safe disposal receptacles for monofilament fishing lines.
Yeah, so I read about that in the news. It's a real problem.
Yeah, I had no idea. When I was reading the press release.
I mean, every once in a while you'd read about a whale caught, trapped, couldn't move, or a dolphin. Because fishermen, you know, they know anything, they just toss it in the water.
I know.
And it's we're actually, you know, I'm working to get the town has a bay constable, so we're actually going to work on getting him on the show to talk about this, you know, more in depth. But there are going to be these certain receptacles that you're able to, you know, in the area that you're able to dispose of it, you know, properly, because it was saying that, I mean, it could harm people and wildlife. It kills fishes, turtles. It was like it was like a whole list of, you know, and then birds, and it was just whole cycle of how serious it is, because you're not thinking, oh, okay, you know, it's just, it is what it is. But it's really, you know, and I think it's just important, you know,
this is more than recycling. This is life-saving.
Absolutely.
Yeah, no, it's, you know, the point is, and Supervisor Bosworth sees these things occur, but she maintains the budget, which is tremendous. It's a very conservative budget, and yet you figure out ways to help people. These things,
I know, that's why we always laugh on the show. We say, you know, this town really encompasses everything living in the town, you know, whether it's children, it's seniors, it's animals, you know, it's you know, in these eco-friendly initiative, I think.
These are important things. It's simple.
It's important, absolutely.
But when you say the number of things that are dying, fish and turtles, and for what?
Sure.
Just because you're too lazy to bring it to
right.
And now the receptacle will be there,
it's right
drop
there.
It.
Right. There's no excuse.
About a half a dozen of them around.
Yeah. Yeah, they're going to, you know, and I'm sure you can call through and one, you know, to get more. But I we want to have the town bake on so he could talk about, you know, all the different things around the town as well. But and then we're having the ARP driving courses are going to be offered again for 2016. So I just want to remind everyone they're very, very popular. I know they fill up very, 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 very quick. And it's going to be at Clinton G. Martin Park. So they're going to be February 6th, March 12th, April 9th. It's crazy to think about these dates, but the way time's flying, it'll be here in no time. May 14th, and then there's a bunch of summer dates, too. So if you are interested in checking that, you call 311, or you can come right in. And the cost is $20 for members and $25 for non-members.
But a person can sign up right there.
Yep, you can come in. Yeah, people come into our office. I see them all the time and sign up right there for the ARP driving classes, which are definitely worth it. I mean, the amount, you know, it's great. You learn something, and plus you can get a little discount also on your insurance, which is,
yeah, 10% off your liability.
Yeah. I mean, I just did, you know, I did the online version, not the ARP version, the online version.
I tried that once. It was so difficult.
Yeah. It was actually, you know, my husband was very good. He was very into it. I was like a little spaced out. But, yeah, it's definitely worth it. I think, you know, there's always something good to
brush up on. Wait a minute. I think something's happening here. You took it online, but now you're saying you cheated?
Yes. I am saying
she's honest.
Yes. I am saying she. I actually, you know, I sat next to Jay. We kind of did a team effort. I said, Jay, you took this already. We need, you know, assistance here.
Yeah. No,
and then he fell asleep, and then I was like, oh no, I got to take this quiz now. Yeah.
Asleep at the wheel. It's getting worse.
Oh, is this microphone live? Yeah.
But definitely, if you're interested in that, call 311, and we can get you an appointment for that. And what's also great about the show is that, you know, previous guests, we've had a lot of arts and entertainment people on, and they send all these, there's all these amazing events that go on just in the community, you know, whether it's in North Hempstead or not in North Hempstead. Most of them are free or, you know, minimal cost. So I just want to tell everyone that the Broad Hollow Theater at Elmont is presenting Christmas in Oz, and that's going to be through December 20th. And the woman that we had on, is her name is Kate. She's with the Port Washington Players, and she's also involved with Arts Alive Long Island. So she sends all these great things, and shout out to Kate for being absolutely wonderful. So that's going to be the first one. Then there's going to be the Hofstra Symphony Orchestra is going to be having something on December 4th today at 8 p.m.
Oh, okay.
Yes, and I hear absolutely wonderful things, you know, about these Hofstra concerts too. So definitely check that out. And then the Massfield Parish paintings and prints from the National Museum of American Illustration will be at the Nassau County Museum of Art, and that's right in Roslyn through February 28th. So that's the exhibit that they'll be having there. So if anyone's interested in that, you can call 311 or. You know, like we said, there's plenty always going on. I think it's nice, too, you know, with the holidays coming up, there's a lot of holiday upbeat themes going on.
Yeah, no, I agree. It's amazing.
I think it's just nice. It's nice to do with the whole family or some friends. So if you're interested in that, call 311.
People are always looking for stuff to do. But right now, we're going to take a break. Oh. You're listening to 88.1 FM, WCWP.org. This is the Christina Liu Show. We'll be right back.